Chris, you ready for your debut?
I've never done an introduction before.
Never, let's go. You ready for your debut?
Let's get it one time.
What's good? We back again.
Sir. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest. Straight with y'all.
Straight to it.
Listen, this episode is special to me. I got my day ones in the building now. But before we get to that, we're going to introduce ourselves real quick. Go ahead, Playboy.
Hey, you know, I just want to say real quick, Chris did the intro today. Fantastic job, just like that. Like it's nothing, like it's natural.
Straight like
but
that.
It's your boy, Kaz. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0.
Nice.
And again, you already know it's your boy, Chris. You can follow me on IG at MathisO. 2, 3. Yes, we got the day ones in the field.
Day ones.
Yes, sir. Go by the name of Jason Jordan. You can follow me on Jason Jordan Music on all social media.
All the above.
And it's your boy, Mally K. Alt Dizay. You can follow me on IG at MALII_KAY and also follow us at Past 12 Productions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was about to say, you got the shirts on?
I got a shirt on.
Man, I love it.
I want this one.
Repping the brand.
Hey, look. That's Mally, man.
Player exclusive. Sorry.
I'm a player.
Player exclusive.
I'm a player.
Not on the team, though.
Y'all boys are the first ones to bring us some merchandise.
Really?
Yes.
In all our 10 years of doing
this. That's crazy.
No, I'm playing, man.
Thank Mally K. Thank Mally K.
You said 10
Mally K
years.
Got it, man.
Of course.
So, you know,
we provide the drip always. The
fresh, drippy. You know what I'm saying?
Can I vibe with y'all? There you go.
Yes. I love it.
Come on, Brandon.
Go ahead, cook it up for him real quick.
Hey, we're going to get into it straight away.
Oh, dear.
What is a high-value man to y'all? Because most women tell us what a high-value man is.
Right.
What do y'all think a high-value?
Every time I look in the mirror.
Ooh, there it is. Self-love.
Can we get a mirror in here?
Okay.
Self-love.
Okay. Every time I look in the mirror, like, I got the definition of a high-value man is like, oh, good job, has money, has very social friends, a big network.
Okay.
I have all that.
Okay.
So that's me. Not to be cocky.
Toot your own horn.
No, absolutely.
I think of it as confidence, but, you know.
Say that list again one more time.
Yeah.
You got to have a good high-paying job.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You got to have a large network of very high class individuals.
Okay.
You need to be able to dress and carry yourself. Okay. Confidence is a virtue.
Okay.
And I forgot what the other one I said was. But yeah, that's basically it.
So if one of those lacks, maybe one of them is not as great as the other three.
Mm.
Are you still a high value man?
Ooh. Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, because I like to think of it as like, You're playing 2K or something like that, and you got a my player. Like, if my dunking lacks, that means I'm picking up in the passing or the shooting department. I might not be able to dunk on somebody, but I could shoot from 45 feet out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So even if one skill is lacking, I think I can still pick up in a different area.
So what if you lack in confidence so badly, but you also make a lot of money? You think money can make up for the confidence?
I think it depends on the woman. I think it depends on what she thinks a high-value man. I don't care what a high-value man means.
Do you think you're a high-value man?
Of course. Self-confidence. That's why I agree with Mago. You know, self-love.
Okay.
I don't think it's tangible things, personally. That's just my opinion. But, like,
you with these tangible things.
Yeah, nah. I just, whatever she thinks a high-value man is, if she sees that in me, great. But I don't like to, like, see another dude and be like, yo, that's a high value man. I don't care. Like,
I can agree with you because you kind of related to, you were talking about 2K. You know, mm-hmm. I kind of related to basketball a little bit. For example, Steph Curry, mm-hmm. arguably the best player in the league. Can't dunk.
We cannot dunk. We can get into it.
We don't even need to. There's nothing to discuss.
You know
but
what?
Is he not a high value player?
Yeah, he is.
He's the best player in the world.
Obviously, he can dunk, we know, but he's not no Showtime dunker.
He could dunk.
So those skills are, yeah, he can dunk.
I mean, he a grim razor.
He's 6'3".
I'm dead.
Exactly. So the dunking category is not very high, but he got the confidence in his shot.
Exactly.
He mm-hmm. got the bag. He got the high-paying job, you know.
Okay. All right. So my next question is, who has it harder in life in terms of reaching the top of the mountain, men or women?
Men. No, have it harder. Who has it harder?
Women.
Who has it harder?
Women.
To reach the top?
Women.
Oh, I want to hear this.
No, go ahead.
I want to hear you first.
Yeah. Because that's against the grain a little bit, right? Because most people think.
I want to hear the reasoning.
Yeah.
Because women have everything against them right now. You see all the things that are going on. like, if you're a woman, you're already kind of had an ankle bracelet on, so it's like you're dragging across the finish line while men are just sprinting to that finish line without any impediments.
Sprinting?
Yeah. That's the
yeah. You said the top mountain of success, right?
Yeah.
So what's success? Are we talking about like money or talking about like... Like, what's the...
That's a good question. I think that's subjective. I don't know.
It's subjective because some... A lot of women feel like success is having a family, like being able to mm-hmm. bear children. Like,
okay.
So they don't even think about, like, money like that.
See, then there's levels to it because in that area... Well, what shit? That area, too, women do have it harder.
True. True.
But if we're talking about success...
Starting finances, a family, they have it harder?
For sure.
Yeah.
Pregnancy is not easy. There's a lot of like challenges that
because they can easily find a mate and go start a family.
No, it's not yeah, the mate thing. It's something like their bodies. Like.
But the thing is, it's hard to keep that mate around. It's harder for women to keep that mate around because a man.
That's true.
Too. You go start a family unless it was an accident. You pretty much plan in your head that you want to start that family.
That's true.
Women is like, you know, they might be on a time clock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They have the, they start this family. She gets pregnant. And then the man's I'm not really feeling this. And he just dips.
Yeah, and just leaves.
Not committed. That's why there's so many single moms out there.
Exactly.
And I already know y'all arguments like, oh, girls, they can, like, easily make it to success, quote, unquote, with OnlyFans and, like, with IG models and all that stuff. But my counter to that is think of the guilt that they probably have in their minds. Think of like, oh, I have to take advantage of these guys. I don't really want to, but I just have to because this is how I'm going to have to be able to do things and get to the top. They probably go through such emotional trauma going on OnlyFans and doing this stuff.
Very, very true.
Mm-hmm. But that's the role they chose.
Really? Oh, my God, I made $100,000 in a week. Oh, my God, what am I going to do?
But here's the thing. Deep down... You know, OnlyFans don't last forever.
Mm-hmm. No, it don't.
So say you hit in your 30s, maybe your 40s. Mm-hmm. You want to start a family, but you got this past behind you.
Come on now. Come on.
Maybe the man don't like that OnlyFans. Exactly. Maybe you don't like what you used to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
You know, and it's subjective. But no, not all men are like that. Mm-hmm. Not all women are like that. But maybe that past comes to haunt you a little bit. Now you can't start a family.
Especially the internet.
Now you can't find a man.
You can't take certain things off the internet. We got to understand that. We take it really lightly. That we could just post things and mm-hmm. whatever. But you see people getting canceled. Like, Kevin Hart got canceled, like, from years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of things, like, people have ways of getting your old stuff. Man. So, like, things don't just disappear. Like,
you feel like he got canceled?
No. I don't think he got canceled.
No.
I don't think he got canceled.
He got canceled temporarily.
Temporarily. Yeah,
he got caught cheating, I think, right?
Yeah, that too, yeah.
And then all he canceled. Did was just apologize. That was it.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't like a Chris Brown cancel.
Chris Brown got canceled?
Yeah.
He took a couple of years off.
When?
Oh, for the Rihanna thing. Yeah, that was a hit.
He had to sit down for a minute.
But that's the thing with cancel culture is like it's kind of hard to get canceled permanently.
Yeah, I don't think
unless you do something extreme.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, but I personally don't think cancel culture even exists.
I mean, I'll be thinking about it with the podcast all the time. Like if 5 years from now something I said surfaced and then they're like, you know what? Cass is canceled.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
And then I can't find a family. I can't start a family in whatever years because what I said back in 2020.
Yeah.
So.
But I personally think, women definitely have it harder reaching the top just because there's so much more stuff in their way. Like men, for example. Men are in their way because, you know, we're both chasing the same thing. You have a man and a woman trying to go to a job. They might hire the man over the woman just because he's a man.
In case if she gets pregnant, she might have to sit out for 9 months.
Exactly.
Okay.
You see the same thing. Like, there is an example. Like, the whole, like, Brittany Griner still stuck over in Russia. If it was an NBA player,
that's crazy. Probably would have
gotten him already. Wait, inform me about that.
That's a good point.
I just seen it, like, on Twitter.
It was over weed, right?
She had a... Like,
what happened?
She plays basketball over in Russia over the summer to get extra money and to stay in fit for the WNBA season.
Mm-hmm.
She got caught in Russia with cannabis oil, like a weed pen.
Mm-hmm.
And they locked her up, and they won't release her. And now she just went to trial, and she could face up to 10 years in a Russian jail.
Yeah.
And the United States won't go get
help her.
Yeah.
Comparing it to, like, a male NBA superstar. Because we know that they would have got them by now.
Yeah.
Helped them out.
Because they went and got ASAP Rocky.
I think it depends who it is.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think
For the NBA. Like,
but the point that he was making tonight is going to be faster for a male NBA player versus a woman WNBA player.
Because, she's been there, like, 3 months already?
Yeah, she's been there for a minute.
It doesn't even seem like
like when I first heard the news, I thought she would be out by like the next week. When I heard the reason why she was there, she's still there. And then seeing she's I'm like, oh my.
Talking about a weeping. You're not even talking about like something like, crazy.
Up to 10 years in prison for a weeping? Yeah, like that's crazy. That's crazy.
And you think it's harder for men?
I think it's harder for men to, again, we got to establish what the top of the mountain is. If it's financial, like, I feel like women have a cheat code. Like, they've got a cheat code? No, women have gotten the cheat code.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
With OnlyFans, with whatever. And I do agree there is a guilt factor to it, but, again, they're still getting to the top of the mountain. So you're still at the top of the mountain with guilt. Like, true. But you got the top of the mountain.
Well, let me ask you something. You
know? Oh, boy.
Because I don't shame women on here.
Oh, for sure.
But what if, maybe she's not as good looking. Some of her competition. for real. Maybe she's not as good looking as some of her competition on OnlyFans or whatever.
As far as what?
Looks, body, whatever.
How much is a subscription? How much is a sub?
I feel like that's her fault because you can't go into a profession where it's heavily
competitive. It's competitive.
Based off of your looks.
Yeah, it's competitive.
If you ugly, I wouldn't.
But does that matter? Does that matter?
Well, you said...
Does that matter?
You know what? Actually, not.
Girls selling feet pics.
Because dudes do some weird things. Yeah. Dudes do some
but
weird
we
things.
Cannot do the same thing as they do. Men we can't hard. Sell, you desperate. Know, feet but, pic and stuff. They'd be like, ew, what?
But you said women crack the cheat code. Usually that applies more so if she's like a baddie or whatever.
No, I'm not even that. Like, just some girls who are less attractive, you know, just showing their bodies.
But men do of the course. Same thing.
But are you going to make...
Can they? I'm talking about, like, as a grand scheme of things, can they get the same amount of money that women been making?
Oh, hell no.
Yes, and they have been.
Can they pull a bad baby?
Yes, and they have been.
Can they pull a bad baby?
Hell no.
You know, it's what, 53
it,
million, it, something like that?
Hell doing the same no. thing? Like, yeah. like if a man do OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm. If you
you got to be reason, that guy.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
You better like, be slanging that
thing. You look like Zac Efron or something. You make OnlyFans. You're going to make some bread. Because just as many down detrimental guys there's that many down detrimental girls.
Okay. If you're looking you got to be down bad. Or you got to be.
But women want to talk. Hands. They don't want to just look at something.
You named a very famous guy. So what if he's a
nobody? I was just
nobody.
Giving a body example. Body example.
What if he's a nobody, but he looks good? Like, there's a whole bunch of girls out here that are nobodies. They're not famous. And they're making mad bread.
Bread, son.
No,
bread.
I wasn't saying, like, the famous aspect. I was saying, like, you know what he looks like. I was saying body aspect. He looks like Zac Efron. I was just giving an example to paint a picture.
Okay. And he'll still make money like that. Even though being a nobody.
Yes.
He'll make money. I'm saying compared to women who are making bands. Son.
Yes, he will. Because once his name starts.
I can't agree with that.
Yes,
I can't agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
I agree with that. Yes, he will.
He got to be a porn star for him to get that type of bread.
Yeah.
He got to do something. Like, he can't just post pictures. Nah, girls could post pictures and dad get six figures. I'm like,
post feet.
Like, not even my body. Bad Baby did not post a single nude. It was just her in her bikini. Like, or anything.
I thought it was nude.
None of it was nude. It's on $53 million. That's
you
crazy.
See that, you can see that for free on her Instagram.
Exactly.
But why would you pay for
so
that?
So you got grown men paying.
But there's a difference. We're using Bad Baby as an example who already had established herself as a platform with that whole Dr. Phil thing. She already got a platform from that. So she's now more well-known than the average person.
So the
now, if Bad Baby was not Bad Baby and she just started in OnlyFans, she's not making $53 million. If she didn't do what she did on Dr. Phil.
She ain't making $53 million.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if that same guy that I was saying gets that platform or goes on Dr. Phil and becomes famous or viral or something, and he's like, I'm going to make OnlyFans. I also look good. He's going to make that same amount of money.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, I got to disagree with that.
I do.
I don't know about the same amount.
And it also depends on your subscription price, too.
If I started an OnlyFans today.
I pay for it.
Today.
Shut up.
Whoa.
I'm supporting my friends.
Wait, what did you just say?
Wait, no, time out. I love it.
Time out. Don't let me see your name pop up in my email, bro. Time out. Time out.
We not about supporting our boys right now. Like,
what did he say?
I support
Where's the record, man? Gotta get the record.
Hold on.
There we go.
You on the spot right now, bro. You in the high seat.
Wait, there we go. You had to have a sound for that.
Hey, bro.
You know what?
Support.
You know what? Now... We got guys like him out here, so now maybe I might have to consider this as a profession.
Yeah.
I know I can make some money.
Support.
Like, it also depends on you got a $4.99 subscription. I'll send you $5. Like
$20.99.
Cash. $20.
You said, $20. I'll give you a month. That's about it. Like, I'm supporting what you're doing. Like, get your feet off the ground, but I can't.
But
you little startup fund.
I can't be a resub. I'm not gonna be a resub.
Yeah. Give him a startup fund. Startup
business. Get your feet up off the ground. That's fun. What y'all boys started OnlyFans?
I thought about it.
What would you thought about it too. I go, I think every grown man.
No,
thought,
not me.
Chris, you're capping. No, you're capping. You're capping. I think every grown man actually crossed in my life. Maybe.
Chris, for but then like you're like, nah, I do selfies it. Every single
yeah, you know,
day.
Chris, come on,
you do, you be on your light skin.
That's what for I'm real. Saying.
I know you, Chris.
Where did
I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it 100. I've never told anybody when I told you this. Not an OnlyFans, but I was actually considering like 4 years ago. I want to say 4 years ago, trying to like audition or like perform for Brazzers. No cap. No cap. I'm not even joking. I was really debating on whether or not be a porn star. Dead ass. But OnlyFans, no, I don't.
But wait, wait.
Chris. I'm keeping it 100.
You would have been a porn star, but not had an OnlyFans. Make it make sense.
I just wasn't considering it. I don't even think OnlyFans was it established 4 years ago?
You said
ago?
4 years ago? I don't think it was, right?
No.
I don't know.
It wasn't as big as it was. OnlyFans, let's fact check OnlyFans it. OnlyFans was like, a platform, let's fact check but it. I don't think it was like...
I think it got popping like during COVID, right?
No,
during
OnlyFans,
the pandemic?
I think 2020.
OnlyFans was a platform, but it wasn't like, a nude platform.
It wasn't for that, yeah.
It's a creative platform. Like, right, people were on there cooking, music, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
It turned into that. And then it got big during the pandemic because nobody was making like money like that.
I want to say circa 2018.
If I could make more money on OnlyFans, then yeah, I'd probably do
so
it.
So it says OnlyFans was launched in November 2016.
Oh, I was 2 years off. Wow. I was 2 years off. I said 2018.
So, but I didn't even know about it.
I mean, that goes to show you, like, you know, when you take advantage of some kind of platform,
yeah,
it's going to spread. Where's it going to spread?
Well, you know what? I'll take it back. Yeah, I think I haven't thought about it, but I would. I would do an OnlyFans.
I think about it every day.
You know, you selfies.
That was my question.
Just selfies?
I'm posting selfies.
What else you posting? That's it? Just selfies? You know why? Because as humans, like, we try to push the bar. We're just so curious. We're like, what if I just...
Maybe.
Turn around. Yeah, I mean, look, what would happen? How much money would I make? Yeah, it just pushes the bar. You know, like,
I might post one boy-girl scene just to see, like, if it does numbers.
A scene?
Excuse me, sir.
What did he say?
Sir, 100. Sir, elaborate, please.
A scene? What kind of scene?
I don't know. What is going through your head?
Like, me and another girl getting it in and posting it and seeing what... If it did numbers,
I feel like mad couples do that.
So you jump in. Yeah, straight.
Wait. You said couples. I ain't talking about. I'm talking about like.
No.
I might post like my one night stands. Be like, yo, I just met this girl. Da da da. Like,
you better ask her about that. She gonna want to cut. So,
yeah, that's this man making a blog.
Of course. Exactly.
I'm gonna create a whole business down here. How you making that much money? You
know, so basically, you just pimping.
I think that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah, I would start one night stands. Hell yeah. Nah, y'all would have messed up because now after this episode, he gonna go doing some research.
What would you post?
I'd be on video content, so I'd be on
more creative. Yeah, creative stuff.
No. I'd still be like kind of sexual. I'd be in my underwear, you know.
Wait. You said video content, like you playing video games?
No. It's gonna be me. I'm gonna be like, I had this whole idea in my head. So my picture is I'm in my underwear. It's gonna be a new pair of underwear each time. I'm gonna have on some movie, like some controversial movie or some like very high acclaimed movie, like let's say The Dark Knight or something. And I'm going to be critiquing that movie while eating a variety of cereal. So each show, the bowl is going to change, the cereal is going to change, my underwear is going to change, and the movie is going to change. And I'm going to be coming out with some hot takes like The Dark Knight is a bad movie. And I'm going to tell you why.
I'm just curious. How much would you charge for this?
Oh, subscription is going to be easy.
$9.99.
Yeah.
Who the hell do you think is paying for that?
It's a crazy world out there. I like movies.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
I'm touching the movie.
He's supporting me. I'm supporting him.
Nah, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? There we go. Startup fun.
I'm touching the movie community, the cereal community, the bowl community, the underwear community.
Okay.
A lot of sponsors.
That's a businessman.
That makes sense.
Maybe I get a sponsorship from Honey Nut Cheerios.
Calvin Klein.
Exactly. Like I got CK on with Honey Nut Cheerios because my honey nut butt. Like,
oh my god, this man right here.
I'm
I ain't gonna lie. It sounds smart from that aspect.
He knew he was coming on this podcast.
Yeah, he prepared.
He was prepared for that.
I ain't gonna lie. That's smart. All right, what would you post?
If I follow me on OnlyFans,
I wouldn't do OnlyFans. You know what? I do it music wise.
But you said you have thought
business
about
wise.
It.
Yeah. Well, so nah, just music. Music stuff.
Just music.
Yeah, I wouldn't do any of that sexual stuff.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like.
But that's what we know it as.
Yeah, right, I mean, all right, sure. Let's say the money start talking. They're like, yo, we want to see you do this music stuff. Take off a little something.
I got limits.
Really?
I'm not doing that. I can't see my boxers. Just break.
So if it's like straight ladies, like take your pants off. You're not doing it.
Nah, I got a limit.
Wow.
What do I look like? Oh. Now I'm a male stripper.
100,000. Take your pants off.
Yeah. How much money would it take? Everybody.
Nah, don't do that.
Everybody got a price. Everybody.
I knew he was gonna say it.
Everybody got a price. Tag. Everybody.
Don't look at me.
But pass over the spot, though.
But pass over the spot. A lot lower than you think.
Pass over to have a lot of DMs, bro. I watch it. Cereal. With Calvin Klein. I don't know. I can't answer that.
That's hilarious.
No.
I can't answer that. He's I can't answer it. I gotta see in front of me to be like
$100,000 per month.
To do what?
To have your pants on while you playing music.
Got my boxers on. Calvin Klein.
I will literally go to your house and take all of the pants out of your
room. Do the sound.
That is a lot of money.
Hold on, you need that one.
$100,000.
I will
We're making this money.
You're not wearing pants for the rest of your life. you go to the mall to try to buy pants.
Hey, remember you said there's a point in this episode that the shades come off.
Yeah, right. We all.
This brother wildin'.
That's $100,000. You said a month?
Nah, you thinking about the big picture. You thinking about the big picture.
That's after 12 months. That's like $1 million, isn't it? It's my math, right?
1.2.
Thank you.
1.2.
And then half of that goes to me because I
think that goes past them.
Keep on thinking. You got to think of a bigger picture.
Have you thought about it?
I'm going to be real with you. I never really thought about this until just now.
Just now.
So would you?
Now my thoughts are circulating.
Okay. Talk to us. What you thinking?
I think I would.
Oh, okay. You would?
I think I would. I
like okay. And what would you post? Oh, wait. Real quick. What would you charge?
For what?
For to listen to the music. Or you said you do something with music.
Yeah.
How much would you charge?
I think $9.99 is reasonable.
Okay, like, I'm just curious.
It shouldn't be that much.
Yeah, like your first 30 subscribers, 30% off. Yeah, I get you.
Discount code.
I was just curious.
So I would also do something music related because you know I like to dance.
Okay.
So this gonna be a show. All right.
Okay.
It's gonna be showtime. All right. When I turn that camera on for that OnlyFans, it's showtime.
Okay.
I'm dancing up in there.
What you wearing?
Not a lot.
Oh, you know, that's like the time.
Listen, I got to give the people what they want.
Straight to the point.
Hoochie Daddy shorts.
I'm going to have a whole collection. Like you said, you're going to switch it up. I'm going to have every different color.
That's funny.
We're going to have Hoochie Daddy Fridays. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That's actually smart.
We're going to play a little Afro beats. You're going to get a little... Little waistline moving, you
oh,
know
you
what I'm
really
saying?
Been
yeah.
Thinking.
Oh, nah, he's been thinking about it. Nah, this ain't new. This is not new.
It's showtime.
He's been thinking about this for a while.
Okay, all right.
But we gonna make it like a whole show, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna have a little talk show portion of it, you know. So I'll put the mic on. We already got the podcast equipment, so I'll put the mic on. You know, if you catch me with my shirt off one night, mind your business.
Oh, you have the shirt. He knew he was coming on this podcast.
We gonna have callers coming in.
How much would you charge?
$20.99 a month.
Nah, dude, he's on it.
You already got the answer.
Oh my gosh, he's on it.
We gonna have giveaways too. I'm gonna love my fans.
All right, what are you doing?
Just know you are not the only fan.
Ooh,
I gotta talk to him.
There you go.
I gotta talk to him.
There you go.
I ain't gonna lie. I would probably charge if I'm having boy girl probably like $100.
and you won't get one subscriber.
If I'm doing that and I'm releasing all my stuff,
but you ain't getting no subscribers. You ain't getting no subscribers. What's the point?
Maybe.
They just videos for yourself. You go subscribe to yourself.
I mean, I got a whole bunch of videos of myself already.
Oh boy. Dun dun. Yeah. Oh boy.
I already said it on a podcast before, so.
Wait a minute.
I got a whole bunch of videos.
Let me throw a question in there. I remember one of the questions you had on there. What are some red flags or some signs to kind of determine if a girl's a hoe?
If her Instagram is open.
If it's open?
Oh, like public?
Public.
That's a red flag.
That's a lot of girls,
right?
But you got an OnlyFans,
huh?
Yeah, but you got an OnlyFans.
We not talking about me. We talking about women. We not talking about me.
Serial account club.
Because her account is public.
Yes.
Why is that a red flag?
Is yours public?
No.
Okay, but why is it a red flag?
Because now everybody in the world can see her. You don't even got to request her. She's not leaving anything to the imagination. All you got to do is go on her Instagram, scroll on her. You don't even got to follow her.
Oh, so you're talking about a girl that's public and posting, like, revealing.
Yeah. Well, not revealing. Like.
Bikini.
Yeah. Like, you don't even got to follow her. All you got to do is go on her page whenever you want and just be like, I'm done.
So what if she's posting, like, wholesome pictures, and but it's public?
And Bible verses.
Well, then, on that note, she probably doesn't have a big following, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Wait, so there's a limit to the followers.
Like, if she's got, like, look at her follower count. If she's got, like, .K followers, like, .K, and her profile is open, no.
So she anything over 1,000.
No, I think the K, like.
I would say anything over 5,000. That's 5,
over 10, 000, right?
Oh, 5 to 10,000, I would say anything over that.
And posting, revealing.
And posting, like, bikini
pictures. What if it's her business?
If it's her business,
we're getting there.
Like, what if that's her job?
Okay. What if she's an actress?
Okay, she could choose happiness over everything, but what does that spell? Ho. Happiness over everything. H O E.
I hate you so much.
Y'all, this
is Malcolm, by the way. This is who he is.
I love it. He don't change, man. Change with nobody. I love it.
Y'all ask the question like, get your money. I respect it. Get your money, but if a duck quacks,
oh my god!
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. It's not a fish.
Okay. So if she got with you, she would have to quit her job of making money posting half naked pictures
for you.
I ain't say that. Did I say that? I didn't say that.
It's just not your type of girl.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Get your money. If you're a model and that's how you're making your money, we gonna have a conversation and be like, how long are you going to do this? I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get this money. I'm like, oh, I support that. I rock with it.
But you out.
Like, we can date and stuff, but, like, I want a girl with more ambition, more focused goals. Like, I want you to be better than just posting on Instagram.
Okay.
Like, I want your money to make money for you. Like, we don't need to be 40 years old and you still posting on Instagram. Like, come on. We should be blue checked by then.
True.
All right, so let me ask you. I mean, we can't predict what Instagram's going to be by the time we're 40, whatever. But say her main source of income is Instagram, and she make a hell of money off of it. Mm-hmm. Enough to take care of you. Maybe she make more than you.
1.2.
What you doing?
I like sneakers. I like clothes.
Stupid.
Are you going to question her?
Everybody got a price. I'm telling you. His is shoes.
Like I told you, if that's your
my boy wears pair of shoes.
If that's your money, if you're getting your money, I respect your grind. Get your money. Get your paper.
You're probably going to be the one taking her bikini pics at that point.
Exactly. I'm going to be the creative director anyway. So, like,
okay.
Anything like.
Just as long as you get paid in shoes.
No.
You don't need to eat. Just shoes.
Exactly. I just got to walk, man.
Exactly.
You need something to walk with.
Just gotta have a nice, comfortable pair of sneakers on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. So what's yours?
What's the question again? I was about to that sneaker thing.
Let's read it off again. Let's read it off.
What is a sign or a red flag there that will go. Give you, like, what is a sign that will give you that she's a hoe?
That she be out there.
Explain.
That she be out there?
No. I'm reading. Oh, okay. Yeah, that she be out there. I think it's an energy, a vibe thing. Like you can tell when something's off. You know what I mean? Like when someone starts talking to you, it's cool, but as soon as that shift comes, you're like, all right, something's happening here. If she's always on her phone, how she puts her phone down, I'm looking at all that. Like,
really?
Like,
wait, what?
Some people
how
do
she
it.
She puts her phone down.
Like, if she's like doing if you, that, she's always doing that.
That matters.
If she's always doing that, she's trying to hide something. If you're always doing that,
I've never heard that.
Many people don't even like think about it.
Like,
it's a habit. I get you, but like
I got past 12 right
here. It's how you do it. Like, you know, some people like. Okay, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's those little things. It's those little things. Like, we're like, why are you moving like that? It's not normal. So I don't think it's a. There may be a red flag that I'm not really thinking about right now. I just know based on personal experience that when I see stuff like that, a red flag, you know, a bell goes off in my head. Like, what you trying to hide? Like, you being mad? Sus.
Mad greasy.
Sure, you're greasy. For real. It's stuff like that. Like, but.
So she put her phone down.
No, it's just I'm not going to say the phone down. It's just in general,
yeah.
If she's doing something that's really out of character or you see it's like, that's kind of like sneaky, whatever, and then you try to question her about it.
She gets defensive? Okay.
Mm. I think that's the biggest red flag is the defensive. Like, people get defensive when they get like, why are you doing this? And they flip it around, and I'm like,
Make you the victim?
Yeah, and it's like, I just asked the question. Like, why are we getting into...
What if she doesn't like to explain herself?
She doesn't like to explain herself.
Let her explain herself.
If I matter to her, then she should have no problem with that.
Okay. All right. So what if she thinks, like, I'm just going off the
example. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, uh-huh. What if she's like, you're insecure. Like, why are you worried about my phone? Like, I just like to put
that's
it down.
Defensive,
like
that's a defensive mechanism right there. You flipped it back on me.
That's narcissism.
That has nothing to do with the phone. That has everything to do with,
okay,
I'm flipping it back on you. It's like, we were talking about the phone. Why are we talking about my insecurity problems?
Yeah.
Not for real.
That
like,
makes me sound like if a girl, because I put my phone down like this.
Yeah, that's
like
fine.
If a girl told me that, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be like, are you
exactly
insecure?
Because you
like,
have no time. No.
I'm like, why are you worried about my phone? Right. How it's put down like this? Like,
yeah,
really?
But if you had no problem with that, you'd have been like, there's nothing on my phone. Like, what's the
actually,
issue?
I
but because you,
I'll be like, I bet. So you.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, I don't have no issue.
This
like,
makes
all right,
me
cool.
A loyal guy. Like, I don't.
No, that's not. It's the act. It's like, you know, you being sneaky with. Again, you just putting your phone down. It's nothing with it.
Yeah, that's how.
That's not nothing. But if she does ask about it, and you get like, oh, what you trying to do? It's like that has nothing to do with the phone. Like,
so why are you putting your phone face down? Because I'm trying to give you my undivided attention.
There you go. Like,
there you go.
That's an answer to the
stupid
question. Instead of being like, yo, you insecure, like. That's nothing to do with the phone being on.
Okay.
You know
all
what I'm right saying?
Okay.
So if you did answer that way, then yeah, we should be good.
It's like, what you want my phone face up here?
I'm not saying don't take stupid that, Chris, and then try to.
Yeah. He's going to try to.
Chris goes out taking that. I'm like, yep. Trying to give you my undivided. Like, <come on. laughs> don't take that, Chris.
I'm taking that.
Oh, boy. What do we do?
Let's get two more. Let's get yours.
That's funny.
A sign. If she goes out a lot, like. Every day,
go out where?
Like to the club every day of the week.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm not attacking nobody.
Yes, you are.
No.
I heard the way you said
like,
that.
It was a tone. It's a tone.
I'm not attacking nobody.
This
isn't specific. I'm not talking about a particular person.
Did somebody hurt your feelings?
No. It's just it got brought to my attention. Let's just say she's a single mother.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh,
if she goes out.
Chris, you might as well just say names.
Every day of the week.
Oh my God, just.
That's
a red
flag. Like, who's home with your kid?
It's question. Yeah, it's question.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be home with your kid. You'd rather be out at the club, thotting and bothering. Okay. Got
she,
it.
Chris,
got
she looking for a guy to come help paint their children's room.
You talking about that one?
That's what they're looking for. It's a mission.
Let her go, bro.
Oh my God.
I've been left.
I was waiting
past.
For it. I was like, Margo, say it. Margo, say it.
Let it go. Let it go.
I hope she still watches this.
It's a mission.
I hope so too.
I really.
Wait, he's talking about a different one.
I'm talking
about. There's two of them?
He's not. Dad, Chris, what you doing out here?
Paint the kids' room.
From Jersey. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Oh,
yeah. With three kids?
Why
yeah. I don't know about this one.
Hey, man.
Oh, you ain't give all the details?
She had three?
Woo!
thought that was only two.
Yo, it's hot as hell.
Yeah, it got hot of here.
God damn.
Wait, boy. I'm talking about a different girl?
No. I thought he was talking about the one that just recently happened.
There's one that just recently happened.
Dad, Chris.
What's wrong with you, man?
Love the moms, man.
No.
Not a single mom.
Nah, you got it. He said you got it, champ.
That's him.
A single mom, man.
Undisputed.
I'm gonna stay quiet.
But I get you. I get you going out every night. That's a red flag.
I agree. Like, if you got a kid, like, why are you not home with the kid?
But I think it's priorities too. Like, you guys are doing this on a weekend, blah blah. It's work and play. Like, you know how
there's got to be a balance.
Exactly.
You can't go out every day of the week. Like. Exactly.
I have questions now. I'm like, yo, what did you really be doing with your time?
Facts. Yeah,
and why is this a priority?
Exactly. Why are you laughing over this?
Your point just went, yeah. What are you talking about? You're looking for a guy.
Yeah.
What?
I got to think about mine because you actually took mine.
Oh, the going out. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a huge.
I mean, you also live in Miami, though.
Yeah, but still, there's no.
If you got a kid, really?
Okay, that's a specific example.
But even if you don't have a kid, no one should be going out every day.
I agree.
You should not be going out every
unless it's business. Unless
you're like a club promoter or something like that.
Club promoter, DJ.
Yeah, like
whatever, host, whatever. If you go in there as a consumer.
You just go in there just to collect just free to drinks. Out.
As a consumer. Just like, it's like, what you doing?
I gotta eat.
So question.
Gotta eat.
I'm gonna say if she a little overly friendly.
Overly friendly. Interesting.
And what I mean by that is when, like, all right, so say, for example, you got girls who sometimes have more guy friends than girlfriends. Uh-huh. I can understand that in some cases because girls do tend to have more drama with that.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it. You know, I got a couple sisters myself. However, if you, like, constantly you got a roster of, like, texting different guys, even if you never done anything with them, but, like, all right, so there's, like, a hoe, and then there's, like, an attention whore. Let me not say that. There's an attention hoe.
Mm-hmm.
There's girls who want constant feedback from guys and just keep a circle of X amount of guys around them. I can't rock with that because it's one thing to have your friends, but when it's like, I don't know, I don't want to be, if we do get to a point where, let's say I'm dating you, I don't want to be competing for, like, who's giving you the most attention, who's giving you the best attention. Compliments.
It's attention.
Who's commenting on your pictures the most, who's,
you can have friends, whatever. But it's the attention level.
Yeah.
Because that starts to get to their head.
Yeah, I ain't no competition. I'm a winner, so.
There you go. High value man.
Exactly. High value man, there you go.
If it's a competition, you could have her.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like,
facts.
If you're trying to make me compete, it's like, I ain't trying to compete with you, like. You either whip me or not. Like,
okay.
You either want me or you don't. Like, there's no, like, you. Levels. Like,
what?
Right. Like, I can't just find you again. It's like Kanye West. It's like Kanye West said, there's 1,000 yous, but only one of me.
Hey.
Like, Kanye lost Kim Kardashian, and every single girl that he's been with since he lost Kim Kardashian has looked like Kim Kardashian.
Which was wild.
Has looked exactly like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that was wild. When he pulled up with the new joint, the
doesn't she look exactly like
exactly
Kim?
Exactly like her. Yeah, that's body that's shape.
There's
everything.
1,000 yous, but only one.
It was
of me.
Crazy. It was wild.
Now Kanye,
if someone
sad,
tweeted like you could find that in Miami, like
oh
tomorrow.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like that Tyler Herro thing. Like he cheated on what's her name? Katia. And somebody was like, "There's like 17,000 women in Miami that look exactly
just like
the same.
That." Like,
they all go to the same doctor.
Yep,
Doctor Miami.
We say it all the time. This is not the place to be if you're looking for love.
Yes. I agree with that. I do agree with that.
It does not breed
a
healthy
that.
Relationship at all.
Right,
I disagree.
If you're trying to have fun here, I think that's what it is.
Especially if you're trying to get married, don't come here.
I'm going
to
end on something because y'all boys visiting right now. You know, you're on vacation. A lot of times people come down here and they meet some girls and they're like, yo. I think I love her, bro.
Found love.
I think I love her. I think she's the one. I never
you
seen
love
anyone
that booty. That's what you love.
I never seen no one like this.
I don't love her.
I like this girl so much. I'm like, bro, don't do it.
That booty.
Don't do it.
I agree with you, Cass. I agree with you. Mad people have. I learned that from Chris. Like, I didn't know the area like that until, you know, and when Chris, like, came up, when we went to Miami and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, like, they're pretty, but. Understand that people are here on vacation.
Yes.
They have a life down here, and they have a life wherever they're from.
Mm-hmm. They got a boyfriend back home.
That's true.
But like, here they sing.
You don't really know them. You know, vacation people are different from, like, you know.
But, hey, I do want to get into past 12 a little bit.
Let's do it.
So everybody sees us rocking it. What is Pass 12 for the people? Let them know what it is.
You answer that? You want me to answer that?
Don't look at me. I ain't crazy.
I hate you so much. All right, so Pass 12 is it's a production company / collective. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of, it's a brand, mm-hmm. For sure. We try to relate it to TDE and OVO, like these umbrellas of different artists and different people who do different things. Like in OVO, you know, you obviously have Drake.
Yeah.
You have Party Next Door. They all have their own lanes and stuff. They're still their own artists, mm-hmm. But they associate themselves with each other. And they have Oliver Khatib, who's not an artist, mm-hmm. but he's organizing OVO Fest or creating one of the stores with the merch in it. That's kind of how I see Malcolm. You know what I mean? So we're definitely...
Why'd you make that face?
Go ahead. but yeah, so we started... The foundation is music, though. Mm-hmm. The foundation is music. So whatever we do, whether it's merch, whether it's... putting on events and stuff that right. we just put on an event. What was that last week, right?
Name still pending
of the event. That's funny. It was a showcase. It was a showcase. So like
showcase / bash / summer party / pool.
Yeah,
party
it was lit.
Not okay. a fest though,
but it was a showcasing of the clothing,
of the clothing and the music,
right?
Because we made new music.
Okay, like
and we do everything in house as far as music and clothing. So. We don't outsource stuff. So we just sat down and learned how to do things ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we're big on self-sufficiency. We produce all the music ourselves, starting from the beat. Mm-hmm. We record ourselves. Gotta shout out Moonchild Johnny, hey, who's the other artist in there.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny. Shout out
to him. So I taught him how to...
Should have came down.
Yeah, for real. So I taught him how to kind of elaborate his beats to make an actual song, and then taught him how to record correctly and everything. So he records at his house and just sends me files, okay. and then I'll mix and master it because I went to school for it.
Can we play a song now?
Yeah, sure.
What song? You pick it.
Day and Night.
Short and simple. Past 12. My definition. We're up next. Like, that's right. It's like he said, we do everything in house. Like, what camera am I on?
Yeah, talk to him.
We can make
talk
you a shirt. We can make you a beat. We can make you a song. We can cut your grass. We could change your gutters. We can clean your pool. We could do anything you need us to do. We can we was demolishing houses. We painted a house. We could do it all.
We was doing it for work.
You come, you call past 12. You better call correct.
Yes, sir.
Because we got a business.
We just like, figure it out. Next. We figure it out. Like, we sit down. Same thing, you know, with you guys with this podcast. Like, y'all figured it out. Y'all sat down and y'all...
Wait, we haven't figured it out yet.
No, but you got to this point. Okay. By what? By sitting down and having a plan and like, okay, look, how can we improve on this, whatever.
Absolutely.
Same thing with my guy over there. Look, like, he's checking the cameras.
Yeah.
Checking,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out like, Kevin,
shout out
man.
Kev. Yeah, shout out. It's that type of, like, attention and, you know, priorities that you want to create something from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And... You don't want to do a lot of outsourcing. You want to have a team. I feel like teams make it, not just individuals. All
right, let me play this song real quick.
Chris. I do love that. Day and Night.
Past 12. Checking metrics. I've been repping while y'all been resting. Should have learned your lesson. I'm just stretching. I never stress it. This my seventh session. Stupid leverage is still impressive. I ain't second guessing. Come correct. Yeah,
yeah.
Look at me now, moving in silence but coming off loud. Mara say you gotta get right before you get left. Ticka, 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 gotta pick a direction and block out the rah-rah. Yeah, I'm blocking it. If the shoe don't fit, put a sock in it. I'm dodging the slick talk, ducking that big talk, ducking some women, dodging them bullets, dodging. Like I'm in the matrix, I'm gonna make it. Chill with the hate and dumb man bacon. Money I'm claiming, love me, huh? See me, call me honey, huh? Girl, I ain't no dummy, huh? I just find it funny, huh?
Okay.
Companies, they still owe me. Holding my checks, then bro me. Don't play with the rate, you just can't afford me. Don't look at me blame or try to complain. It's lame, greedy. I like it bleeding. Bougie events are misleading. Take them back and don't feed me. But begging for loyalty, loyalty. But shawty, come home with me. Stay on the phone with me. Traveling gigs, I take it to toll on me. I wanna lay back while you're holding me. Conditioning, this how the road will be. Killing nothing, control me. Nothing will hold me. Selling your soul cause you find it easy to spit on my grind, you joke to me. Check the metrics, I've been repping while y'all been resting. Should've learned your lesson. I'm just stretching, yeah, I'm just stretching. took a beating. Undefeated, man, I'm still breathing. Waste a second, freezing. I'm speeding.
Pass up.
Nice. That was fine. I like that.
Appreciate y'all. Only getting started, man. Only getting started.
Yes.
Appreciate y'all, boys.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Y'all.
Really, man. Thank you. Thank you for coming down from Jersey.
Thank you for the opportunity, bro.
Really, man.
For the opportunity and the hospitality.
For real. Yeah. Keep on doing your things, guys. Please.
Doing your thing. I see the growth, really, man.
Little by little, man.
I see the growth.
For real. We talking about it, Jersey. Look at Chris, man. I saw the podcast y'all posting, like, the downloads, man. I like that. 7,000 podcasts down. That's dope. Yeah,
and
that's
on
dope.
TikTok, you guys are getting a great
following. Yeah, growing, man.
You guys are doing your thing. Don't worry. We watch it.
Real recognize real, man. I love it.
Something
head is blowing up. There you go.
This is the last thing I'm saying. Let's go. Get out of here for real so we can get our drink on.
Comment. Comment.
Get our drink on.
Subscribe. Like,
please
yes.
do
review.
Please.
Share it with your boo, even if you don't really like him or her. Share it. We love y'all.
Wash your hands.